Hello, welcome back. I'm Mark Coles, and you're listening to The Ticket, the BBC's weekly arts and entertainment programme. And what a sad week it's been. Not one, but two leading figures from the world of arts passing away this week. The legendary science fiction writer Arthur C. Clarke, the godfather of science fiction, has died in Sri Lanka at the age of 90. We'll be hearing more about his career in a moment. While in the UK, the writer and Oscar-winning film director Anthony Minghella has died at the age of 54. Minghella was born on the Isle of Wight, off the south coast of England, a place he lovingly referred to throughout his career. He was a highly regarded playwright for radio and TV before turning his hand to directing. But what a success that turned out to be. His third film, The English Patient, catapulted him to international stardom. An adaptation of the novel of the same name by the Canadian author Michael Ondaatje, set in Italy and North Africa during World War II, its narrative shifted backwards and forwards in time between two ill-fated love stories. The film was released in 1996 and swept the boards at the Oscars, winning nine separate awards, including Best Director for Minghella.
And Oscar goes to Anthony Minghella for The English Patient.
It's a great day for the Isle of Wight today. Thank you very much.
The film starred Ralph Fiennes, Kristin Scott Thomas, Willem Dafoe and Juliette Binoche, actors who were relatively unknown at the time. The original studio actually wanted bigger names, but Minghella stuck to his guns and moved the production to an independent studio where he could retain creative control. Here he is, answering questions about The English Patient in front of a live audience at London's Barbican Arts Centre, shortly after he won his Oscar. He was asked first about the process of writing the screenplay for the film.
It happened that I fell in love with a book that Michael Ondaatje had written, and I thought there was a film there. I also think one of the reasons why I was attracted to Michael's book wasn't simply because of how much I admired him as a novelist, but also because the nature of that novel is not really narrative-led. It's a mosaic, but people who know the book here, it's much more like reading a fantastic magazine, you know, that has great articles and wonderful images. But it required of me to make a very active writing contribution. And so in a peculiar way, I think that The English Patient is a more personal piece of work than almost anything that I've done before.
I'd like to ask you what attracts you to work with certain actors, and how do you feel you get the best out of them?
I think that the job of directing actors, as far as I understand it, first of all, is to have no technique. Because the minute you have a technique, you're drawing a line around the actor's process. To me, the job is to be a different director for every actor, and also that it's all about the process of empowering. That's true of actors, it's true of a designer, it's true of a cameraman, is that the job I think I have is to empower everybody to do that. All of them do their job better than I can do it. And that's the first thing that's quite evident. And so given that that's the case, I can't teach them how to be better at their jobs. All I can do is to say, I will try and set up an environment for you in which you can do your best work. And if that means that you need me to listen to every breath intake, every reading, and try and invade it for you, then I'll do that. If it means that you need me to stay away and know that I will catch you if you fall over, then I'll try and do that. And it's not all sweetness and light, that process. There's a great deal of wrestling. I mean, Ralph and I wrestled our way through 123 days because that's the process he enjoys. He's an extremely meticulous, extremely rigorous man who would be filming in the desert now if I'd let him. And so part of my job is to say, that's enough of that.
Did you ever doubt that the film would be a success?
Oh, up until March the 24th, I was still... It took me an enormous amount of reassurance and support and to know that it was going to be okay. When you're sitting in a room, as I did week after week, saying, honestly, I think this could really be good, and Kristin Scott Thomas could be fantastic, and everybody's looking at you, and all they can see is this sign flashing over your head which says, his films don't make money, his films don't make money. It doesn't matter what's coming out of your mouth, they just see, his films don't make money. It's very easy to lose faith, and I think that nothing would have surprised me. Interestingly for me, this is a film which has no compromise in it at all. It's cast exactly the way I wanted it to. I shot it in the way that I wanted. Nobody came into the cutting room. Somebody said to me the other day, when's the director's cut coming out? I said, this is the director's cut of the film. Nobody else ever got their hands on this film. So on the one hand, that's a great triumph for me, but also it meant that if the film hadn't worked, I'd have had absolutely no pebble that I could hide behind and say, it wasn't me, Gov, you know, it was that guy made me cut that bit out, or it would have been, there was nowhere to hide, and that made me incredibly nervous.
You achieved something very, very special with The English Patient by receiving her own Oscars. Where do you go from here now?
Well, I peaked now. So it seems that in a way, I've made 3 movies, that's all. I better try and make 33 and get better at doing it. Because the one thing I'm certain of is that I'm a better director now, having made The English Patient, than I was while I was making it, because I've learned a great deal.
Anthony Minghella speaking to an audience in London back in 1997. Well, after that, he went on to direct several more hit films, including the talented Mr. Ripley and Cold Mountain among them. He was also working on a number of new projects. But the suddenness of his death has come as a great shock to those who knew him.